This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Talks about quarterbacks. And I think he, in this particular instance... And now, look, I'm the Kenny guy. Oh, you said Pickett 2. Pickens is the new Montana to Rice. You said Joe Burrow 2.0. You said he's going to be the next Steeler that starts in a Super Bowl. Technically, I was right. He did play. He didn't start. He did play. So I guess I wasn't technically right. My bad. I admit, I thought he was going to have an amazing career here, and he was gone in 2 years. So you really can't be any more wrong than I was about Pickett. So I admit that straight up. Bradshaw here is... He's got the right book, but he has the wrong chapter. There's right and there's wrong. The Steelers did fail Kenny Pickett, but I think he missed the boat on how they failed him or why they failed him. He's talking about offensive line, running backs, wide receivers, things like that. They didn't have weapons. They didn't have offensive line. He's saying that's the reason why Kenny wasn't able to get it done. Well, Kenny's last year here, 2023, his running backs, I'll give you a skill position group, Najee Harris, Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, Allen Robinson, Pat Freiermuth. Not that good. I'd say average at best. Offensive line, Dan Moore, Isaac Seumalo, Mason Cole, James Daniels, Broderick Jones. So you really had a bad left tackle and a bad center. Mason Cole never played another day in the NFL after he was done with the Steelers. Didn't get a look from another team. Did you see the pictures of him lately?
Looks great.
He looks like he weighs about 185 pounds. I mean, now that's actually an understatement, but he looks like he lost a whole entire human now that his football days are done. Dan Moore got paid by the Titans. They're going to figure out quickly that he stinks. So, I mean, the guards were decent. Seumalo and Daniels, and I thought Jones had a good year at right tackle that season. But we know Dan Moore is atrocious, and Cole was brutal. So you're bad at left tackle, blindside, and center up the middle. That's a no-no. So overall, I mean, look, I don't think that Kenny, this is not a quarterback going to San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan's offense with Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, and one of the great offensive tackles. Trent Williams, one of the great left tackles in NFL history. Okay, so yeah, it was not an embarrassment of riches, far from it. They had a pedestrian offense around Kenny in terms of personnel. Now, I've always maintained if you're a great quarterback, you raise those guys around you. You make them better. You know, Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not comparing Kenny to Mahomes at all, and Mahomes is an all-time great. So I'm using an extreme example, which is not always good for arguments, but it just popped into my head. I mean, Mahomes is going to Super Bowls, throwing the ball to Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Mecole Hardman. You know, Ben typically had good receivers. He didn't typically have good offensive lines. He didn't in 2008 when they won the Super Bowl. That's obviously been very well documented. What I'm saying is I don't think the players were the issue. I think the offensive system was more than anything else. And if the Steelers have made some pretty critical gaffes with quarterbacks. So let's go back to Mason Rudolph for a second to give you a prologue into Kenny. You draft the guy in the third round, your GM, who's a borderline Hall of Famer, says I had a first round grade on the guy. And your way to introduce him to the NFL and set him up for success is not having a quarterback's coach and also allowing Josh Dobbs to beat him out for a backup job. So the guy just sat on the sideline and collected dust all year and was a scout team quarterback at best and had a rocky relationship with your quarterback, was not getting real one-on-one coaching because Randy Fichtner had to wear multiple hats. That's not... I know in the end it was a third-round pick, but if you really truly believed that you had found someone in the middle rounds of the draft who could be a franchise quarterback, you didn't do right by him whatsoever. And then, I'm sorry. I don't care if this makes me out to be a Kenny Pickett apologist and you think, oh, well, you know, you can't quit Kenny or you're always going to defend Kenny. No, I thought Kenny overall had a poor career here, had big-time glimpses his rookie year, and then the bottom fell out his second year here. So, no, I'm not going to sugarcoat things. But you actually are just a hater if you try to ignore the Matt Canada aspect of his time here. And that's where Bradshaw is right. They did fail him. You had an offensive coordinator who has not worked in football ever since. He was a nomadic college coordinator. He got spit up and chewed out at LSU after 1 year. And the next guy who came in to replace him, who's now the Bills offensive coordinator, by the way, and has gotten NFL head coaching interviews, became the passing coordinator there. And they won a national championship right away. So we're talking about these... You know, when Mike Tomlin does not have the advantage of a Hall of Fame quarterback who can be the rising tide that lifts all boats, when he's had to work harder, earn his keep as a head coach, and thrive with a less than elite quarterback, sure, I mean, they've won more games than they've lost. They've won turnover battles. They've won close games. They've had the best kicker in the NFL the last few years. I mean, they've come up clutch in moments. Like, all of that is true. But the reason why we're stuck in this no man's land at quarterback is in part because they did not have any real idea, semblance of a clue, on how to present this their anointed successor to Ben Roethlisberger with an effective plan for success. And that's why I tweeted out today a video of Will Howard and said, Will Howard is the most hyped six-round rookie quarterback in NFL history. Their actual expectations and aspirations for him. I have them. Mueller does not. But a lot of Steelers fans do. And what holds me back from really getting excited about Howard or any quarterback the Steelers are going to pick in next year's draft, what is Mike Tomlin going to do? Is he going to show people that he's learned from his mistakes? And what Bradshaw did, He didn't name, and I don't know if this was deliberate or not. I wish I was doing the interview with him because I would have asked him a follow-up about it. The Steelers failed Kenny Pickett. Say, tell like it is. Mike Tomlin did. Mike Tomlin failed Kenny Pickett. And here's the thing about what's next for Pickett with the Browns. If he goes there and gets a chance to play and stinks, well, then we'll know for sure that you had a situation where both parties were culpable. The quarterback wasn't good. The offensive coordinator was awful. The head coach didn't do him any favors. The roster built around him was not spectacular. If he goes there and plays well, it's Armageddon here, man. The worst scenario for the Steelers in 2025, and I don't think it'll happen, but the possibility, I guess, does exist, is if Kenny goes to Cleveland and figures it out and the Steelers are stuck in the mud with Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, and whatever else at quarterback. Now, the history of both franchises will tell you there's about a 0.00001% chance of that happening. But if it did, oh my God, not just Pitt fans, but Steelers fans would come out of the woodwork to say, you blew it. And to make matters worse, now he's suiting up and playing for a team in your own division that's been lost at quarterback since they came back into the league in 99. Again, I think it's highly unlikely, but it's possible, and they've got tons of blood on their hands for the way things have gone at quarterback, including how they handled Pickett those 2 years he was here. Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line, a person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Are we coming up on the anniversary of him getting his playbook stolen at the Bowser dealership with me and Malzi? I feel like we are. I feel like that was an OTA's thing. One of the most surreal days of my entire life, by the way.
Yeah, and the guy's name was Chris Carter, not the receiver or the reporter.
Yeah. People think that I have a people will occasionally ask me in person or on Twitter, like, oh, are there people in Pittsburgh sports media that you don't like or have beef with? And the answer is yes. There's not a lot. There's only a couple. But people seem to think that that Chris Carter and I have a feud going. I've had that said to me before. What's your issue or what's your problem with Chris Carter? I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I've like said anything. I think he's like come after me for some things, but whatever. It's Twitter. We all bust each other's balls.
I mean, plus plenty have.
What?
Like, oh, come after you.
Yes, I mean, that's what separates him or makes him different from most human
that's
beings.
That's the thing. I feel like a true beef, it has to be like a two-sided thing. Whereas, like, yeah, plenty of people poke fun at you. They have their fun with maybe something ridiculous you put out there, you know, the Pickett Montana thing. But you very, very rarely return serve. It's like, how could that be a true beef? Yeah. Like, there's nothing coming from your end.
Well, the DeFabo stuff I legitimately got mad about because I thought he was throwing some stones at glass houses. And I also thought I was friends with him. And I think I still am, for the record. I think that peace has prevailed there. And unless he's bad-mouthing me behind my back, I think that things are in a pretty good place with him. But other than that, I mean, I'm sure that like Dulac hates my guts, but whatever. We don't do shows with him. Every time I see him, I'm cordial and nice. It's not like I'm looking to, you know, Bruce Lee karate chop him in the throat when I see him. That Kabali takes his shots, but that's Mark. Mark does that with everybody. Mark does that with you. And then you have to separate, is he being serious or is he just like jagging me? But sometimes he hits below the belt and you go right back at him. I've seen that on Twitter.
Oh, I've actually had people ask me if Mark and I dislike each other.
So same thing that apparently people have said about me and this Chris Carter guy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kabali and I do not dislike each other.
No, Mark like texts me things out of the blue like, did you know that Austin's nickname in high school was Stuart Little? That was his like big piece of it. That was his like big investigative journalist like piece. For me,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This week. Like letting this one burn a little bit. I'm a Tom Petty guy. R.I.P. All right, join us Friday at Piata at the Point in North Fayette. We're going to be broadcasting live and collecting donations for the Fan 5 alarm. Look, these fire departments need our help, so every little bit counts, $5, $10, $20. If you stop by and make a donation, we'll mention it on the air, give you a shout-out, and thank you. So come by and fill the boot. I guess we'll have an actual boot there that we'll be putting money in. You can also get a 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon t-shirt for a $20 donation. There's a deal. All proceeds go directly to the fund to help volunteer firefighters. All right. Jeff Hathorn joins us now. 93.7thefan.com. Steelers Insider. This is called the Hawk Report. Jeff, I thought I was going to need to be careful with questions here, but Fittipaldo's talking about how Derek Harmon is passing the eye test and things like that on OTA. So have all the rules gone out the window here on what you guys can say and not say?
They have not, but, you know, Ray, I mean, he's a maverick. He just goes out there and does what he wants. I mean, I can say some things, especially things that have been seen on video.
So wait a minute. So part of it is open to taping, and I guess anything that happens in that period is fair game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because most of those are, it's either during their stretching time or just some individual drills. So we're not allowed to tell you what happens in team periods. Mm-hmm. It's just like the regular season right now.
Yeah. In those drills that you're allowed to record and comment on, which quarterback looks better, Mason Rudolph or Will Howard, and why?
I would say Mason Rudolph. Mason looks very comfortable. I mean, he's talking a lot, talking to teammates, explaining things to guys. Like when you look at those three, there's no doubt who the starter is. Just from a swagger, from a, you know, command, obviously, and I'm not speaking out of school because you can see it in every video that's out there. I mean, he's taken the first reps every time they do drills. But he just has that appearance. He's not like a, you know, shoulders slumped over like, oh, I'm waiting to see what's happening with Aaron. Like he's in control out there right now.
Is it clear cut to you that Jaylen Warren is the Steelers running back one, or is this a competition to watch in camp, Caleb Johnson taking away that role from him?
So I think going into camp, I think even Tomlin would say this, that he's earned the shot to be number one. But that doesn't mean it'll just be his or given to him. He's going to have to continue to earn it. And yeah, he goes in as the one. And I think you notice that right away. I think Gainwell is going to get an opportunity to show that he deserves more shots than he did in Philadelphia. And obviously you mentioned Caleb Johnson, and Caleb is not shy about what he thinks he can do in the NFL.
Really? I didn't know that about him. A very confident kid, huh?
Very confident.
Oh yeah,
kid.
That's right.
Not
he compared
in a bad
himself
way
to Derrick Henry. I remember that.
Yeah, and said he's going to be, you know, rookie of the year and expects to win Super Bowls, plural. And, yeah.
I thought Roman Wilson sounded very cognizant of the criticism from last year regarding his understanding of the offense and maybe how he performed in practice when he talked to you guys. Is that fair?
I think that's very astute. Yes. I think he understands what the coaches were trying to get through to him. What the criticism of him was, not just outside, but inside. And he has tried to not only say the right things, but be there as much as he can. And, you know, he discussed how every day is a game day for him.
Yeah.
And really it is. I mean, because he has a great opportunity in front of him to earn some big reps and establish himself in the league.
Who's with the first team offense right now, Roman Wilson or Robert Woods?
So that would be that line, but I would tell you that Robert Woods is getting, they're both getting a lot of reps. Let's just put it that way. And listen, I can't tell you exactly, but I will say this. They're rotating a lot of guys at this point. So it would be, even if I could tell you, there would be guys that are rotating in. So it's not like it's an obvious, like, hey, these are the three, but I think you can pretty much surmise that those would be with, and depending on how Calvin works in, you know, those would be the top four at least.
In the periods of practice that you're allowed to give opinions on, because it's open to that kind of stuff, does Broderick Jones look more comfortable at left tackle, do you?
Oh, unbelievably. Yes. Yes, he does. Simply put, yes, his footwork looks, you know, there are times on the right side where you could almost see him think. And again, no pads. It's you know, you're just going through drills, but he just seems like, listen, I got this. I don't even need to think about what I'm doing because I've done it so long. So he looks a ton more comfortable. Obviously, I'll have to prove it in pads, but from what you can see out there right now, it is night and day.
Jeff, we've got a clip from Darius Slay from today for next segment.
Yeah.
I'm interested in what he said about the value of being there on top of what Hayward said about being there yesterday and about how he's not going to recruit Rodgers. And Freiermuth even said yesterday how important it is to be a part of this stuff. Are these guys intentionally taking shots at Aaron Rodgers, or are they doing it accidentally?
I think they're trying to justify why they're there and why it's important for them to be there. I don't know that they're intentionally taking shots at Aaron. I think they're just trying to say that, listen, I'm here because this time is important, and the other guys that are here with me realize that this is important. And you'll hear in the clip coming up what Slay has to say, and obviously he brings the credit of getting a chip last year.
On the defensive line, are they treating in these drills that you're allowed to comment on, are they acting like Derek Harmon is already the man opposite Cam Hayward?
I think Derek Harmon, because of the way Tomlin approaches most of these competitions, will have to earn it.
Yep.
So you're going to see in training camp in August and in July, when we're able to tell you and you're able to see it, that he's going to be in rotation. But I don't think it's a doubt that he's going to end up in that position. I will say this, having Leal back helps with that depth, and he's gained some lower weight. And he looks more solid, and not that he's necessarily going to be a factor, but if I were just to comment on the drills that we could see,
yep,
I would tell you that the best defensive lineman is Loudermilk. His footwork
is
insane.
That,
is insane right now. He is going through drills. He knows he's on a 1-year contract and his career is at stake. But he is in crazy shape and he is going through these drills like a monster.
Is there anybody, so the only guys that, and everyone's talked about this now, Herbig let the cat out of the bag on Watt officially.
Yes.
So are Watt and Metcalf the only guys who aren't there right now who are under contract?
No.
There's
but
more, but you can't tell me who those other guys are. Got it.
Four. And Herbig, and I have a story that I'm going to put up here in a few minutes on Herbig about, now he's got as much as he was following TJ, now he's got Jack Sawyer following him, and how much he's kind of loving this full circle moment and the chance to play with the ones. And that is the advantage. These guys get opportunities to work even in these type of settings with the starters and get more interactions with them.
Is there anybody who's either a late pick from this draft or a guy who was brought in as a free agent under the radar, or even somebody from the undrafted crowd who you see where they get positioned in these drills that you're allowed to comment on, and you're like, wait a minute, this guy might have a bigger role on the Steelers this year than I thought going in?
Not yet. Not yet. And a lot of that you really determine when you start to see them break up into special teams and see, okay, who's going first reps on special teams? Then you get a better idea of how the guy's complete package could be for this season. But it's just so hard. Yeah, a couple of these free agent undrafted receivers do some nice things in drills, but I would be lying if I said it after just two practices. Maybe by this time next week I'll have a better idea, but it's just too soon.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thank you for the Hawk Report. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Pony. And hey, quick aside.
Yes.
Remember the firefighters and what you were saying, because, when we're in our hour of need, they're the ones that are always first up and will step up and help us. So check out Pony on Friday.
Very well said. Thank you, Jeff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, what are the odds of this? Judge Donnie has a sponsor. It's the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. But the attorney who usually argues against me at 5:30 on Wednesdays is out of commission. So we have to, this is like a hang jury situation. We have to delay Judge Donnie until next week when Mulsey returns. So taking the place of Judge Donnie for today and today only will be an episode of the PM team's Best of OTAs. There it is. I feel like we've been playing this NFL Films music bed since I started here in 2010. We need to spruce up the NFL Films music collection, and I don't know how we do that anymore, because I feel like whenever we try to add stuff, we get in trouble with Craig. And then when we ask him if he can find it for us, what does he tell us, Donnie, or get it for us?
We'll look into that.
We'll look into that. All right. Here we go. Day two of Steelers OTAs. Here is a couple of comments from Broderick Jones on, first of all, moving to the left side from right tackle to left tackle.
Being back on the left side, you know, so just trying to get back used to everything and, you know, just getting that secondhand nature back with everything that's going on over there and making sure everything's right in my head, not thinking I'm still on the right side. So, you know, this is a great time for me to, you know, just keep building on what I've been doing all off season and, you know, my whole life really, and, you know, just continue to just get better.
Does it feel more natural for you being back
it
on
does.
The left side?
It does.
Going back there for you, did it feel like riding a bike kind of thing?
At first it did, but when they initially moved me to right tackle and I played it for so long and then they tried to make me like the swing tackle, it was kind of funky. But, you know, like I knew I would be going back to left. So this offseason, you know, I just tried to, you know, focus on nothing but the left side, you know, just to try and get back the feel of the position and whatnot. So.
All right. I'm going to say the same thing Terry Bradshaw said about Kenny Pickett, about Broderick Jones. I think it's possible if Broderick Jones never realizes his potential here as Steelers left tackle, that the Steelers failed Broderick Jones and not Broderick Jones failed the Steelers. They jerked around their first-round pick. What they should have done, because Dan Moore evidently can't play right tackle to save his life and refused to learn it, they should have traded Dan Moore a couple of years ago and opened up the spot to play left tackle for Jones. And believe it or not, as we saw with Tennessee, there was a market for Dan Moore's services, and they could have got something back for him. So that's what I would have done. Instead of stunting the growth of your soon-to-be left tackle, where he's talking about, like, no, it really, at first it was like riding a bike, but then it wasn't because they had me as a swing tackle and I had to do both. Donnie, this is not like a third-round pick they did this with. This was the guy that they handpicked and moved up for to be, like, their answer at a position that had been a revolving door for years. They hadn't taken a left tackle in the first round of the draft since the late 90s. And they kind of treated him like he was, I don't know, I'm trying to, like, he was Trey Essex or somebody like that.
I hated it at the time. I think we all hated it at the time that they were not grooming him right off the bat to be their next left tackle. Sometimes they just view that whole, well, we don't want to just give a rookie a job thing. Like, they take it almost too seriously to where it could really be detrimental to how the guy progresses as an NFL player. You just heard him there. Like, he described it as funky.
Yeah, that's
not... He
was
trying to find, like, a nice word.
Yes. How do I make it sound like the team that I still work for did not F me? That's what that sounded like. Here's a follow-up on how his confidence is now that he's at left tackle and not right tackle.
Being back on the left, I feel like it's a bigger boost for me just because I've been used to playing on the left side. So, you know, being out here going against people like Alex and Nick, it really helps with the confidence level. You know, when you're able to block guys like that, you know, you feel like you can do it at any level versus anybody. So.
I am so torn on this guy. There are some people I talk to who played offensive line in the NFL who think that he stinks and he'll never figure it out. I talked to other people who back up what I said before. Get him back to left tackle and let's judge him then and let's critique him then, who still have hope for him. I think at the end of the day, I'm going to side there. I'm not throwing in the towel and giving up on Broderick Jones, but I am worried. Here's another guy that I thought took a step backwards in year two. Joey Porter Jr. talking for the first time on what he needs to get better at in year three.
Clean up the little stuff that I watched on tape. You know, when I go back on tape, it's nothing really drastic that sticks out. There's nobody that out there like beating me by yards. So it's just the little things that I need to clean up in my technique. And I feel like I've been working on that this whole offseason. So I'm just really just excited to put that on tape.
You know, what I'm concerned about there, Donnie, is the rap on him out of Penn State is the same thing he's talking about there. It's cleaning up the little things, which I think is the handsy and the penalties that got called and all of that. And the worst thing a corner can get in the NFL is a reputation for being that kind of player, because that means they can't get away with it. And I think there are things that Joey Porter Jr. does as a corner now that he's going to get flagged for, called for, that other guys with gravitas and with great experience and long careers won't. I do not look at him as a true number one corner. How about you?
At least not yet. I mean, it's really hard to say he is. I mean, what was the game last year against Cincy? Five or six penalties either accepted or declined. And I know Mike Tomlin, he compared T. Higgins to Shaq.
He called him a goon, yeah. He was out there gooning him.
Yeah, not quite a strong comparison. No. I mean, all due respect to T. Higgins, Shaq was a dominant NBA force. And here's the thing. You foul Shaq because the whole joke is that the guy can't hit his free throws. You take penalties like that in the NFL, if it's in the end zone, you're basically giving the other team
a
6
touchdown.
Points.
Yep, especially with their lethal offense. You heard Jeff reference this. Nick Herbig is the guy that stepped into Watt's void at the first 2 days of practice. Here he is on getting those opportunities.
I'd love TJ to be here. You know, that's my guy. You know, any chance I get to run with the ones, that's an awesome feeling because, you know, I feel like I prepare every day like that. I prepare to be a starter because you never know when your number is going to be called. And in this league, man, you don't want to miss your shot. You don't want to miss your opportunity, so you got
to
stay ready.
I'll tell you what. I think they've got the collection of players to play hardball with Watt if they want to. I don't think they will, but this is not like wide receiver last year with George Pickens and Van Jefferson and those bums behind him. If Watt really says, this is the amount of money I want and I'll take nothing less, you've got Herbig, you've got Sawyer now, and you've got Alex Highsmith there. So they're actually prepared to go next man up. And remember, they used to do that at outside linebacker from Jason Gildon and James Harrison to Lamar Woodley. I mean, they would let guys leave because they felt good about the depth of the position, and they actually have that now. Now, you've got the biggest shoes to fill in Watt, who's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but still, he is 30. And if they really wanted to, they could let him play out this year and then tag him. Now, that would be, I think for Watt, he'd take that as such a slap in the face, it would be problematic in terms of his relationship with the team moving forward. But it is an option for them if they want to use it, which I still think they won't.
That's why the Sawyer draft pick was interesting to me, because it actually was another, you know, you're taking an edge rusher, you're taking a position. It's like the last position you actually need, because you have one elite one, one
really good one,
and one pretty good one with Herbig. You're now taking another one in a spot where you could have taken a receiver or another position at that time. Is it a real backup plan? I don't know. I mean, they used, the 123rd pick on Jack Sawyer, but it seemed like the consensus was he was left out there for somebody to take. Like, he should have been gone long before.
Mm-hmm. Darius Slay, one of the newest Steelers, brought over from the Eagles. They've brought in several players from the Eagles now that Andy Weidel is here. Kenneth Gainwell, Isaac Seumalo, now Slay. On why, as a veteran in his 30s, he felt the need to show up for OTAs.
This is where it started. This is where championship football started at. And, with me, I just came off the Super Bowl. And just like, everybody got to buy in. And this is the type of time that needs to be brought in. I know guys got families and stuff. I got one as well. You want to be a champion, some stuff you got to sacrifice. And this is one of the jobs I want to sacrifice, is just, coming to here, being on time, being present, let guys see my face and let them know that it's important to me to be here and I'm here to win.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's going to come off as a shot at Aaron Rodgers. I've got families. I just won a Super Bowl. I could be resting on my laurels and I could be enjoying my family. I could be doing stuff in my own personal time, my own free time, but instead I'm here. I would have been the guy in that Q&A that would have made things awkward by saying, so what do you make of Aaron Rodgers not being here then and not being signed? Just to see Slay squirm. But Slay's great at the media. I think he's part of the Cowherd family. Did you know that? He's in the Cowherd podcast troupe.
I did not know that.
Slay, Richard Sherman. And those are the only two guys, current or former NFL players. players who I know work for him. All right. That was a PM team best of OTAs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.